The Anton Savage Show with Kearys.ie on News Talk.
Gordon Darcy and Aoife Cogan are with us to discuss their new business, which, if I understand this correctly, is particularly grippy socks. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Anton. How are you?
Morning, Anton.
How are you? Okay, explain this concept to me. How does the particularly grippy sock work and where did it come from?
Well, they're, we designed the socks to be worn. We own a Pilates studio. So they are socks with silicone grips, really high quality silicone on the bottoms, which stops you slipping. But they can be used in the gym or for yoga, ballet bar, lots of different things. So
is Pilates a thing done in one socks? I always pictured, not that I picture Pilates often, but when I do, I always pictured it involving shoes.
Yeah, so we actually, it's a reformer studio. So on reformers, because it's a moving carriage, it's a machine, you would be advised to wear socks for safety, just so that you have your stability while the carriage is moving and you're standing on it.
But your standard sock is too slippy. It provides a risk, is what you're saying.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, you would be at risk of a little bit of a fall if you're in the slippy socks.
Now, my understanding is that when this all began, and Gordon, get your view on this, one could have just said, look, we will buy an off-the-shelf grippy sock. Not you guys. You have designed this from scratch.
I think that's, we've been kind
that's
of talking
story
about it.
And
for,
we're sticking to it.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a few years, but I suppose when we were talking about it, we wanted to go into the kind of upper end of the market and have a sock that you could wear doing Pilates or doing exercise, out for a walk, out for a run. But you could also wear with your leggings and stuff. Now, I don't wear leggings. They are for you. They're a woman's sock. So
you're magnificent calves, though, Gordon. You should.
I have the hill walkers. I'm not sure they'd get up over my calves, to be honest. It's kind of what we wanted to see. We wanted that kind of a fashion sock that kind of moved from on this, you could wear around out for a coffee and then into the studio.
How do you analyze the sock market? Because it's a thing that I have never thought about. But if you said to me, okay, I want you to find a price point to pitch into the sock market, of all of the things that I could attempt to sell, it's the one I would probably have the most trouble figuring out. How do you price this?
That's a really good question. So, like, and I did go looking for some actual papers on it. So there is a whole on one of those survey or not surveys the reports where you can say it's a big old market. I think it's like a 2 or 3 trillion market globally. Now we're not going after
all
of it.
This is the thing. Everybody has, well, not everybody. I don't want to be sockist. Most people have 2 feet, and it's a constant burn through the socks. Like, if you can get somebody into your brand, it's a money spinner forever.
Now, that's a really interesting point. And this is one of the things that Aoife kind of put when we were talking about, because I would have been, I wouldn't say cut corners, but I was quite eager to get to market, where Aoife was very much about literally what you said. She said, you'll get one opportunity for people to put your foot in your sock and the quality has to be there.
Yeah, I was really fussy from the start, especially because we were trying to bridge the two things where, one, yes, this was for the studio, so it had to perform. But then also I wanted the stylish part of it that you'd want to wear it for the rest of the day. So that's why it took so long to marry the two together.
Even that, Aoife, has to be tricky. I a while ago invested in a pair of Gore-Tex socks. They're my most expensive sock. But I rarely wear them because they're so expensive. I think I don't want to wear out those socks. So I think I've only ever had them on twice. You can't price yourself to the point that these become a Rolls-Royce sock that nobody wants to use.
No, absolutely. And I know we saw socks recently for €250 in cashmere socks. So yeah, you definitely don't want to wear those.
250 quid for a pair of socks?
Every day. We're not going into that market. But these are, affordable, but high quality and feel like little clouds on your feet. You can wear them for the whole day and
they look good.
And they look good. Yeah.
Describe them. I can't believe I'm asking you to describe socks, but I'm going to go with it. Describe them to us for those watching in black and white.
Well, there's traditional crew socks at the one of the sort of two styles. One is a crew sock, which is just, that kind of mid calf. Two stripes shorties around it and the logos.
Like a 70s Adidas colours kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. But we put different colours. I would say we, the Aoife, scouring looks and colour charts and everything and picking different colours. So one of the things we're trying to do is put it's the royal we, it's pretty much Aoife, picking colours that, for summer colours coming into winter, stuff that'll be coming off trends and things like that. So trying to be kind of a fashion forward sock as well.
When you say that, you said one style was the standard crew, does that mean there is another style?
Yeah, we have the shorty as well, which is lower on the legs. So especially for more petite ladies, it elongates their legs. So yeah, and there's more styles to come. We're beavering away all the time to expand the range.
Macy, you're using the phrase there, we, Aoife, but the feel that I'm getting is that Gordon is dead weight, that he's not really, he's not doing anything in this game.
Are we talking in life here or just in socks?
Well, let's stay with the socks and then we can open up beyond that as we go. Has he contributed anything other than an analysis of the $3 trillion sock market?
No, yeah, they're definitely, the design part would be definitely on my shoulders. But I suppose, you know, it is launching a new business and the both of us are involved in that. There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing with our suppliers. And yeah, no, it's definitely a combined effort.
Well, it's a second, to be fair, it's a second attempt at it. So we worked well together in our Pilates business. So it's open 10 years together. And like we started that on the back of a napkin over a bottle of wine. And like 10 years later, we're still in business. Not quite the same genesis for this idea, but really not too far away. Was like, again, got an idea, but like our skill sets work. I'm quite good at the organizing stuff, and then Aoife would be very good at the creative stuff. So they kind of work.
You're in charge of your supply chain management in this gig, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's a vital role. Don't underestimate logistics, Gordon. Without it, if you don't get the product on shelves, the whole thing comes asunder. We can have as many genius designs that you have 100%. To be able to ship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, definitely this venture probably was more from client feedback. People are always asking me in the studio, you know, where do I get grippy socks? You know, I can't find particular ones, nothing I like. So it was definitely driven by that side of things where I was listening to all of these people or watching them coming in, putting on a grippy sock and then taking it off immediately after class and putting on their funky crew sock for the rest of the day. And I thought to myself, like, why, you shouldn't have to pack two pairs of socks. Why can't we have one that does it all?
Now, talk to me about, you said that you are 10 years in business since you started the Pilates studio. What has that done to the relationship? Is there constant tension between you as you wrestle over strategy?
No, well, we have had 3 kids and 2 dogs since the birth of the studio. So, we work well together. There's definitely a good balance between, obviously, there's always, different opinions on things, but we seem to.
Yeah, like in two people, you don't have a majority. So sometimes one of us will feel strongly on a decision and the other one will usually listen. So that's kind of been the way it's worked. I would say healthy tension at certain times, because you want to make decisions that you feel is right for the business. But ultimately, yeah, it's like 90% of the time it's pretty good. We both have the same idea of where we want to go to on each of the businesses. So Aoife very clearly has had a vision with Form School. In the basement, that kind of New York style that was going into it, and I was more worried about, you know, what was the I built a business plan from first principles, from the ground up, to say, okay, well, listen, if we can achieve this, we've got a viable business. And then we both sat down and went, can this work? And we kind of did the same with the socks and went, okay, well, listen, this is what the production, sales, shipping, tax, and everything looks like. Do we think we can do this? And we said, yeah. And the kind of, I suppose the biggest bit of it is the feedback when people wear them, and the key, and that's the bit that we get plenty of enjoyment from, is people saying, "I really love the quality and the colours."
If somebody wants to find one of these socks, where do they go?
They are available to buy in the studio, in Form School, and also online as well. We've got
okay. So if we get a race of online orders, that's going to put Gordon under pressure for the supply chain things. That's how basically I can wreck his week with a lot of online orders.
Game later.
I'm changed to the desk packing orders. So it's formschoolapparel.ie.
Before I let you go, on that note, the Leinster game. Am I right in saying the last time that Leinster played in Croker that you were on the pitch?
Yeah, so somebody sent me a text, which I thought was pretty funny. It said, am I the last Wexford man to score in Croke Park?
Well, what's your prediction for today?
I won't start with how many players Leinster need to have yellow carded or any of those type of predictions. I just think Leinster coming in, They've got well-rested players that are playing particularly well. They didn't really risk anybody down in South Africa the last 2 weeks. They were able to send guys away on holidays that have played a lot of rugby right the way through from the World Cup. There was a big emotional energy came out in that La Rochelle game. So this would be a big test for Leinster. Like their own, you know, they have to improve in every match from, you know, to win. So they need to be better than they were against La Rochelle, which is a big standard. For me, Northampton did a big game last week. They had a loss. They've got a big game next week. They're traveling. They're on the road. There's lots of reasons for them not to turn up, but I think they have real quality out wide. They are going to score tries against Leinster today, without shadow of a doubt. My strong sense is players like Jameson Gibson-Park, James Lowe, Jamie Osborne, there's just too much there. And I think the novelty of playing in Croke Park for them will be too much. Well, I think they'll beat the spread.
We will keep our fingers crossed. Gordon, thank you for the analysis. Aoife and Gordon, thank you both very much for the outline of the sock industry. Aoife Cogan and Gordon Darcy back after this break.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.